France does not belong to the French, illegal immigrants storm French airport. Written by James Murphy. Monday, May, 2019. A group of approximately 500 illegal immigrants from Africa stormed Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris on Sunday. The mob occupied an entire terminal and didn't allow people to board their flights, while demanding a meeting with Prime Minister Edouard Philippe in order to discuss France's asylum policy. The mob was also demanding immediate legal status in order to stay in France. Calling themselves Gilets Noirs or Black Vests, an obvious reference to the Yellow Vest protests that first sprang up in France in November of last year, the new protesters were organized by a group known as the Standing Chapel. The group is demanding immigration documents, housing, freedom of movement, and settlement for all. France does not belong to the French. Everyone has a right to be here, one protester shouted into a loudspeaker. Footage posted to Twitter shows members of the mob in a tense standoff with dozens of police in tactical gear. On more than one occasion, protesters stormed past the police, knocking them down in order to get into the terminal. Charles de Gaulle Airport seems to have been targeted because of its proximity to the administrative detention center in Seine-et-Marne, where illegal immigrants are held prior to deportation. In addition to their demand for a meeting with Prime Minister Philippe, the protesters also demanded a meeting with officials from Air France, who they call the official deporté of the French state. Reports say that a representative from Air France talked to some in the mob and told them that their concerns would be passed on to upper management. The rioters demanded that the airline stop any financial, material, logistical or political participation in deportations. One illegal immigrant who took part in the protest hinted that this was only the beginning. We have targeted Air France and other actions will follow. It's not the first immigration protest in France this year. In January, a similar-sized mob protested for immediate legal status outside a Paris police station. And in March of 2018, immigration protesters were even more audacious when they stormed the Basilica of Saint-Denis, where several French kings are entombed. In that incident, the protesters were accompanied by several left-wing activists from the group CSP75. Left-wing politicians, members of La France Insoumise, Unsubmissive France, a far-left open borders party, were also in the group that occupied the basilica. One of French President Emmanuel Macron's main rivals, Marine Le Pen of the National Rally Party, condemned that incident by calling migrants to desecrate the Basilica of Saint-Denis, necropolis of our kings. La France Insoumise and the far left show that, in their immigration madness, they are ready to trample our civilization and desecrate a place of historical worship. Le Pen nailed it precisely. These immigration protesters and the left-wing politicians who abet them care nothing for the countries they invade. They don't wish to learn the language, be a part of the community, or assimilate to the culture in any way. They only want a safe space to practice their own culture as they see fit and collect as many government benefits as they can along the way. These migration mobs, wherever they may be, are not simply poor, undernourished people looking for relief and asylum. They are encouraged to migrate by a globalist cabal, led by the United Nations, looking to create a borderless world led by a socialist one-world government. In the eyes of these people, France truly does not belong to the French, nor China to the Chinese, and certainly not America to Americans. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.